Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by the incredible Odyssey app. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's our own special way to spell it. Odyssey. Like audacious audio. It's completely free. You can listen to our show live every single day. And when you do that, for every hour that you, if you spend 1 hour during any given day listening to our show on the Odyssey app, you're getting yourself an entry, a daily entry for a chance to win a trip for four to London to see Taylor Swift on August 17th. Four-night hotel stay, round-trip airfare. All the details that you need on this, Tay in the UK. RadioAlice.com. And hopefully you were going to listen anyway. Just do it on the Odyssey app. Odyssey. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal. It's a very big deal. It's time to play a game.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right.
Which of these acts got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I'm going to give you two. You tell me which one made it in. These are all the nominees, all right? Mariah Carey or Cher? Which one of them got in?
Cher.
Oh, that is correct. Yeah. Good job. No Mariah Carey. Ozzy Osbourne or Eric B. and Rakim?
Oh, this is going to be really weird if it's not Ozzy Osbourne. Ozzy Osbourne!
Ozzy Osbourne is correct. That's two right.
Oh, okay.
Who got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Sade or Mary J. Blige?
I'm going to say Mary J.
Mary J is correct.
Wow.
Who got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Was it Jane's Addiction or Peter Frampton?
Well, in this DJ's opinion, it should be Jane's Addiction. Because as I mentioned before, I have never pressed play on Peter Frampton. But I know how big he was. At a certain time in a certain day in that live album. I'm going to go see Peter Frampton.
Peter Frampton is correct. You're 4 for 4. Can you go 5 for 5? Who got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Was it Kool and the Gang or Oasis?
This is a tough one.
These are all nominees, just so we're clear. Right. They all have a chance of having gotten in.
Well, some of these I see a thread or I see an easy answer. This one's a little more difficult, but I'm going to go Kool and the Gang anyway.
Kool and the Gang. You're 5 for 5.
That's surprising, though, when you think about Oasis was in you know, England. They're huge, and they're pretty big here, too.
Yeah.
Were. Okay. Well, anyway.
Can you go 6 for 6? Who got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Was it Sinead O'Connor or A Tribe Called Quest?
This one feels easy, Bob. I'm going to say Sinead.
I'm sorry. That is, you're actually, I can't believe it. I really thought you were going to go 7%.
I did too, but I thought that that was like the,
yeah,
for lack of an easier way to say it, the dead lady thing. Like, you, oh, well, yeah, she's got to, you know.
That is the way.
In memoriam. Right. For the record, if you want to hear rap at its finest, Tribe Called Quest. I love them.
And they're in. People love them.
I love
them. All right,
here
we go. Final, who got in?
Okay.
Who got in? Was it Foreigner or Lenny Kravitz?
That's Foreigner.
It is Foreigner, yeah.
Of course it is.
6 out of 7, Vinny. And here's your bonus question. Who won the fan vote? Was it Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, or Kool & the Gang? This was one single vote that's added to a band's total based on all the fans voting. Mm. Who won the fan vote? Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, or Kool & the Gang?
I would have expected it to be DMB, but based on their entry, I'm going to say Foreigner.
It's the Dave Matthews Band.
Really? Yeah. And Dave Matthews didn't get in?
No, they did get in.
Oh, they did get in. Okay.
Yes. You got that one right.
They just weren't of your game.
Who did I put them? Oh, yeah. I did. You know what? Right. They were the 15th one. And so I didn't have anyone to pair them up with.
Ah.
So I made them part of the bonus thing. Yeah. So there you go. These are the people who got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It got announced last night on American Idol. There are 16 total inductees. Because not everyone is just specifically going straight in as an act. So in the performers category, it is Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool & the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, and Tribe Called Quest. That leaves 7 nominees from this year who will have to wait for another year for their crack at getting in. Mariah Carey, Jane's Addiction, Sade, Sinead O'Connor, Oasis, Lenny Kravitz, and the duo Eric B. and Rakim. None of them got in.
I like Eric B. and Rakim, or Rakim, or however they say it. But I don't think they need to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, though.
For musical excellence, it looks like Jimmy Buffett and Dionne Warwick, MC5, and I guess this guy is one of Motown's creators, a guy by the name of Norman Whitfield. I don't know him, but he's getting in for musical excellence. There's also musical influence, and Big Mama Thornton, and British blues musicians Alexis Corner and John Mayall. Mayall. M-A-Y-A-L-L. They're getting Mayall.
Yeah, that was a blues guy, and his record, I can't remember the name of it. It was John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, but it was Eric Clapton's first record that introduced him to the world. And it was through that album that people were like, suddenly, oh my God, he's the greatest guitarist on the planet.
Well, so that makes sense. They're going in for musical influence. I guess these are for the influencers.
And then I think, and people will certainly love to tell me I'm wrong. I think when Eric Clapton left, Jeff Beck was the next guy that joined the band.
Oh, wow. That really was another band that cycled some incredible people through.
Yeah, they cycled some greats through there for a minute. And so there's no question that that's why they got that designation.
There's also something called the Ahmet Erdogan Award. And that is going to a woman named Suzanne DePass. I don't know her, and she's not a musician. They call her here the first leading female executive in the music business. But they don't give me, in this particular story, a ton of other information about her. But she's also going to be part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So there you go. The 2024 inductees, once again. They were announced last night on American Idol, and they are... These are the main ones, just getting in. And we'll probably, for a lot of them, some of them, they'll participate in the induction show. You know, the big, and sometimes they're part of it, but then there are people doing tributes to them. And usually someone is specifically inducting each of these people. So it's Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool & the Gang, Ozzy, and A Tribe Called Quest. The actual induction ceremony will take place October 19th in Cleveland, Ohio, and it's going to stream live on Disney Plus. It'll be available to stream on Hulu the next day, and then at some point they're going to do a broadcast on ABC. They say at a later date. They don't have any specific date yet.
Hello, Cleveland.
Hello, Cleveland. That's it. The 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees have been announced. I didn't watch American Idol last night, so I don't know if it was, you know, super fascinating or how deep what they went into it. Maybe they just mentioned them real quick and went on with the show. Probably not, though. Congratulations today to Eminem. You know, Brendan and I were talking about how I think Johnny Mosey was filling in for you one day. And, or, because I don't think, was he just a guest on the show, Bryn? Do you remember?
Yeah, he was filling in, yeah. It was, I think Vinny was out on paternity.
He did like a week, like yeah. Or maybe, mm-hmm. did he do 2 weeks?
I'm not sure. And we split it up between a few people. But anyway, he was on, and I'm not sure if this is when that one rapid fire, we were all trying to do it. We were all trying
yeah, it's
to,
around that time.
To do this just... little rant that Eminem does. You give a little taste of this. Fill him with the venom and eliminate him. Other words, I'm in him. I don't want to hurt him, but I did him in a venerage. I'm murdering again. Nobody will have been. I'm feeling killed. I'm in the room. Everybody's in a lake. Obliterating. Everything is innovative. Renegade. I'm here to make anybody who want it with the pen and frame. Don't nobody want it, but they're going to get it anyway. I'm beginning to feel like I'm mentally ill. I'm a telekiller. Be killed. I'm a killer. Be the vanilla gorilla. You're bringing the killer within me. Out of me. You don't want to be the enemy or the demon who winning me. I'm being receiving enemy. What stupidity it'd be. Every bit of me is the epitome of a spitter when I'm in the vicinity. You better duck or you're finna be dead the minute you're an enemy. 100% of you was a fifth of a percent of me. All those little wiggle wiggles are swears. And so we're all taking, so Brent had printed out these lyrics for us this rap, and we were all trying to do it. Mm-hmm. And I think you even gave us like a slower paced beat.
Yeah. And we had interns do it too.
Yeah. We were all trying to do it. Like nobody could just get anywhere near it. And Johnny Mosley starts doing it and he says all the swears. We're like, and so he's getting dumped from the other room, but then we run out of, because I think, what do we got, 25 seconds? We ran out of dump space. We're like, stop singing. He's like,
No more game.
Okay.
Wow. No more game.
He was just reading it verbatim.
He was just reading it off the sheet. We're like, everybody else dropped the F words, dropped them out of what they were saying. And he was just like, did them all. We're like, he's on the Johnny Pod. Anyway, congratulations to Eminem. Today he is celebrating 16 years of sobriety.
Oh, that's incredible. Wow.
And he held out a chip. It says, you know, it has the 16 on there. And he's got it. Can I ask a personal question? Because I know you probably do sometimes go to meetings. I don't really hear you talking about that. And it is none of my business, really.
Yeah, you know, this has become one of those things that obviously got very sick on the show in front of all of you. I've been fairly open about it, but I actually do try to keep it off the air, and I don't always do a good job. But most people don't suffer from this problem, and it is, in general, for lack of a better word, a buzzkill. You know, most people are like, oh, geez, how about you just pull off? Well, it's a bigger problem than that. Thank you. Right. But anyway, what do you want to ask me? Go ahead.
Just do you get these little chips? Like people hold them up on Instagram all the time, like they're a badge of honor, and they are. And
I'll tell you this: I am someone who believes in the 24-hour chip. That's my favorite chip. Mm. I believe in a daily reset, and while I may personally celebrate a length of time, I would prefer to set an example for anyone out there in the world. Just go 24 hours, bro. If you can make that, start over the next day and try the next one. You're That's what set. I believe.
Nice. I don't know if this is a total difference between here in the U.S. and it's a thing happening in the U.K., but Harry Styles has a female stalker. I'm sure he has more than one. Mm-hmm. And she's been thrown in jail. She gets, I think she's getting something like 14 weeks because she sent him 8,000 cards, 8,000 handwritten cards and letters in 1 month. And they're like, no, off to jail you go and you're paying a fine. And you get a 10-year restraining order. I was like, well, that sounds...
That's not in America, is it?
No, it's okay. Not. It's in England, and mm-hmm. I thought, well, that actually sounds right. That sounds like what should happen when someone is torturing someone else and scaring them. So there's a woman, she's a Harry Styles stalker, and she's been jailed. She's banned from ever seeing him perform again.
Oh.
I mean, this is...
hard to manage that, but at least you get it on the books. So if she is caught there, then they've got that to charge her with.
So her name is Myra Carvalho. She appeared in court. She was said to have stalked him by sending him 8,000 cards and letters in less than a month. She got 14 weeks imprisonment after pleading guilty on Tuesday to a charge of stalking involving serious alarm or distress. I was alarmed and distressed. Now she goes away. Well, at least for a little while. A 10-year restraining order was imposed on her. She is forbidden from attending any event where Styles is performing. She'd been staying at a backpacker hostel in Southwest London. She's been ordered not to contact Harry Styles directly or indirectly. She was told not to enter an area of Northwest London that was described in the court. Apparently, maybe that's where he lives. They don't want to give his address, but they're like, you can't go anywhere near this section of London. And she has to pay a victim surcharge of £134. It's not a ton.
The problem with this is, I'm sure, maybe it even goes without saying, is that most likely this person is not in control of herself in general. And it's likely to show up as soon as she's out of jail. But we'll see. Maybe not. Maybe the time away breaks the spell or the obsession. I've dealt with this before. I have experience with it. And frankly, being in the public eye comes with a certain amount of stuff. But you don't expect it to come with going to a police station and having to talk to them about, and then finding out you don't have any rights and that they're going to, that it's on you to watch your own back.
Yep.
Be careful where you go and make sure that you use different ways home. And suddenly you're like, what?
Looking over my shoulder? What the what?
I'm a DJ. I don't expect that to be something I've got to deal with. I certainly don't have the money for security.
You know, I really do, as I read this, and it did happen in court in the UK, they clearly have different rules. Mm-hmm. And I did think to myself, this is right. This is what should happen. If someone sends you 8,000 pieces of mail in 1 month, they're a problem. The what was it? Serious alarm or distress. I'm like, yeah. Someone who is hanging around outside your house, waiting for you to come outside so that they can, you know, be in contact. Like, that's just, it's, and this is, I mean, of course, this is on somebody famous's level. They've got, you know, they can go in and they're high profile. But the average person should also be, like, people get stalked all the time.
Well, yeah, a woman could be stalked and find herself, you know, going
afraid to
leave
her house.
A person. And when she finds out she doesn't have a lot of rights.
Right. Nothing she can do.
It's really scary.
Yep. You have to wait until they do something. And I hate to say it, but it's too late then.
And weirdly, I was being stalked by a female. And it is a strange thing to think that I'm unsafe in a situation where I would feel like I shouldn't have to worry about that. What could happen? But, you know, the old element of surprise. What are you going to do?
Right.
Scary.
Yes.
So it, good. I'm glad
it is
that
scary. I know.
Harry got some help.
And I feel like I wanted to say that here, and I don't know that things will change, and I feel like we just don't take it as seriously here. Like, that seems like they take it really seriously. Like, you're not allowed to do that. Stop it. And I'll leave you with this. Just because I thought it was really cute and I didn't get to it last week. The whole Travis Barker, Kourtney Kardashian thing, they are actually really cute together. And, you know, they have a new baby now. And
that's that red hot love, though, that we talk about that seems like it'll burn out. They're an example of.
They're a really good example of that.
That's it. The one where you go, yeah, I feel like I've got a pretty good love life. But, you know, they just seem to have movie love.
Well, they were double dating with MGK and Megan Fox.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
That's true.
Right.
Boy. You'd think they'd learn from their love burning out. You know, that's the thing. I remember watching an episode of the Kardashians of their new show on Hulu, which is very slick. And they're going to look at a house together. Travis Barker and Kourtney whatever her name is, Kourtney Kardashian. They're like, they're adults. They're adults and they're with agents and they go to a house and they're looking around it. And then she's straddling him in the backyard, like to see how sex is there or something. Like, how is it better at this house than at other houses? Like, what
the
are you doing?
Top height is perfectly like the perfect height for us.
I guess it's just like,
well, but all that's on
control
camera,
yourself.
Right? Yeah, well, that's
sure.
It. I mean, the cameras are on. Let's show everyone we're the most in love couple in the whole history of love.
Well, he just sent up a very lovely tribute for her birthday together.
Of course he did.
It's very cute. But the final picture, there's 10 pictures, and I'm scrolling through them. I'm like, oh, this is really cute. They have love. They're laughing. Look at them. There they are on their private jet. Oh, she's sticking her tongue out at him. Oh, she's falling asleep with a crossword puzzle. She's dancing on a bed there outside their private jet. There's the baby. There's the boat. The final picture is her wiping herself on a toilet.
What?
And it's, she's smiling up at the camera, and it's clearly like, I don't know, in a restaurant, because it's absolutely municipal looking.
Oh.
And she's wiping herself. I actually resent you this morning, Brittany, if you want to try and grab it. But otherwise, we can just post it up. And so, congratulations on another year. I can't even remember what age she is. 47, say. I have no idea. Oh, there's the picture. She's pulled up her little black dress and she's reaching around the back to give herself a wipe. So congratulations.
It must be him taking the picture of
Yeah,
her.
I guess it's him, right?
Let me see.
I mean, that looks like the bathroom at the studio. It's, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty clean.
Sure, it looks great. Nice. All right, Vincent, anything besides the news coming up?
A couple news stories and some text right after these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Get ready for Tay in the UK. Log in and listen to Alice at 97.3 on the free Odyssey app. And that's all you have to do. Spend 60 minutes a day for a daily entry for a chance to win a trip for four to travel to London to see Taylor Swift on August 17th with a four-night hotel stay, round-trip airfare. Everything nice. You need to know about Tay in the UK at RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast with the latest news stories and juicy gossip on your favorite stars. You don't have to miss a minute of the morning show's entertaining banter. Download our full podcast for laughs, insights, and all the latest buzz from the world of entertainment.
Okay.
Here's what's happening on this Earth Day. Partly cloudy today, mid-60s to high 70s, depending on where you're at. San Francisco said the party was canceled. The people who liked the weed, they showed up anyway. The party went off, and you'll see pictures if you look on the internet today that Hippie Hill at 420 on 420 was the place to be if you like doobie weed.
And you like a nice day. Like, that looked absolutely, like, we all missed out. If you weren't there, you missed out. It looks great.
The NFL Beautiful. Draft happens starting this Thursday. Some people will actually watch that.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Oh, so God. Weird. I don't really get it, but okay.
And they'll know all the people. And
yeah.
Then, and be like, oh, you got to come watch this highlight reel.
Well, when you hear the people who love this stuff, they're like caught up in that. This guy's 6'8 and can bench 320 10 times. I think you're in love, bro. Mm. I think you're in love.
Yeah.
Like, really?
It's like a bunch of, you know, they always talk about what a fine specimen someone
yeah.
is. I'm like, that feels.
What a unit this guy is. What did you just say?
I just really like his unit. Is that what it was?
What is happening?
I don't know. They are in love. There's no question.
Carcass is not carcass on that show, though. There are some men bred to be better than others.
Okay. That doesn't sound right either.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch the show, so I do not contribute to the ratings juggernaut that is the NFL draft.
Is it a juggernaut of ratings? I don't know.
It must be for it to be on television for 4 days straight.
I mean,
wouldn't
I
it
guess,
have to be?
I just don't know. I don't know. First round's probably huge. The rest of it is probably like buried deep on ESPN 9 or something.
Maybe. I wouldn't know. Today is Earth Day.
Hello, Earth.
The first Earth Day was observed back in 1970, almost 55 years ago.
Oh.
People were asked, have things gotten better or worse since then? Oh, depends on who you ask. 70% of Americans say the amount of pollution globally has increased. 11% say it stays the same, and 8% say it's decreased. In a separate question, 63% of people said global temperatures have increased since 1970. 20% say, no, they're the same. And 3% actually say they've decreased.
Well, maybe they moved to Canada or something. They've definitely increased.
In both questions, Gen Zers and millennials are far more concerned that things are worse, and while boomers are more likely to say that pollution and global climates are the same or better than they were in 1970. In 1970, I was a little boy. Actually, I was just born. But I remember in the 70s, there was an incredible amount of air pollution, like so much so that there were smog days at my school. Like Sarah would have snow days at my school. It was smog days. And they would say, we got to stay in today. Right. And I remember all the talk about the ozone layer and we're burning a hole in it. And you don't hear that as much anymore because we've gotten rid of certain things that are
contributors
and were contributing to that. And we've done better with cars, I think.
Cars run cleaner and a lot of electric cars.
Right. So in some ways it has improved. In others, there's way more plastic than ever. They've found new ways to get that into every damn thing we use.
It is incredible, isn't it?
And I do think that it's good that young people are concerned, and I'm concerned for my young people. Before I had kids, I was concerned. But now I think about the life that we're leaving them, you know, and the future they have, and I'm actually more concerned than ever. Mm. And I certainly think that that's something you got to think about when you're bringing lives into the world. Like, are we good?
Are they going to suffer because of the things that we've done?
Right. Anyway, it's Earth Day, and this is the day we think about and talk about these things because the rest of the year we don't. This story is about the best vacation spots in the U.S. to explore. And I thought, all right, I know there's a million of these lists, but let's give it a shot. Let's check out what they're looking at, what they're talking about.
All right.
And this was in the Merck News, but it's actually in Men's Journal. They're the ones that published the story. The top 10 include someplace called Ouray, Colorado. Number one.
Okay.
Our Ray.
Now, when you say these are the places to explore, this is like you get there and like you just want to walk around it and explore out into the woods or into the little village or whatever.
In some cases, they're off the beaten path. Like I'll give you an example. Bend, Oregon is not your Boise, Idaho, Sedona, Arizona, not necessarily vacation spots that you'd think of. But they're listing them as, and they do a whole write-up on the things you can do when you go there.
Oh.
In fact, I can have Bryn post this so you can read about it. Because D.C.'s on the list. Portland, Maine.
Oh, that's a beautiful city.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
At number three on the list, from California, San Luis Obispo.
Oh.
The only city in California in the top 10.
Wow.
Now, down the list is L.A. at 11, and San Francisco came in at 14. But these 50 vacation destinations in the United States from Men's Journal. Yeah, let's just post them. Can you do that, Bryn?
Yeah.
I'll send
up
you the article.
On the Facebook page. Perfect.
Right. Yeah, we'll put it on the page for you. Our text number, I got to get to these before we play a game. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We appreciate your texts. They come in all morning long, and here's where we round them up. There are YouTube videos about all about Buc-ee's. That's how it's pronounced. We got a lot of texts telling me that.
Okay.
All about Buc-ee's and all the things it offers. Some folks camp overnight and eat all their meals there for 24 hours. That's the gas station in Texas.
Why? Is it like... Do they welcome campers in parking
Must.
In their parking lot?
Yeah.
Doesn't Walmart do that? Like you can go safely park in a Walmart parking lot overnight. Huh.
Interesting. I'm all about In-N-Out service at a restaurant. The wife and I try to get In-N-Out in 45 minutes or less. Time is money, people. Good for you guys.
It feels like you're rushing it a little bit. Okay. You got goals.
I had a little kid walk over to my plate and grab some French fries. The parents didn't say sorry. They just laughed like it's okay. Isn't he the cutest? No. That's my food.
People think that their dog, their kid, that isn't it so cute? Like, how come they can't recognize that the people are frowning? Is they just don't see that, or what is that?
Don't want to see it, maybe?
My dog would turn your friend upside down, you grump.
My adorable dog.
Oh, I'm Charlie cute. Walker is streaming on Tubi, and you can rent it on Prime Video.
Oh, well, that's why you got a dollar.
I'm Charlie Walker.
Everybody watch that. It's incredible. It's set right here, and it's a local Bay Area director, and everybody was, that's incredible. I had no idea.
Timberline Lodge in Oregon is the exterior shots, so... There's another person.
I'm just surprised. I really,
That's for the movie The Shining.
Me, right. I thought that's a place in Colorado.
Vinny, I have three wonderful kids because of IUI, which it was written as ICI, but I didn't recognize it. But they say here, please don't call it turkey baster method. It's so much more complicated than
that
and very painful.
Well, IU must mean intrauterine insertion, right? Because the other one was intracervical insertion. And if you've got to push past the cervix, it's painful. Anything you do, past the cervix. Ouch.
Another person says, IVF didn't ruin her life. Being obsessed with procreation ruined it. There are currently thousands of kids waiting for a good home. All right. I mean, she had her reasons, but she did not get what she set out to get.
Nope.
Another one says, I'm surprised the TSA hasn't posted video of a 55-year-old guy coloring from my flight a few weeks ago. From your flight? Were you on my flight? Is that what you're saying? Texter? Who's making fun of me?
I don't know why you feel like you have to make fun of Vinny. So what? He's a grown man who loves to color. What about it?
Listen, let me tell you something. I am a person that suffers from hyperactivity, and I know better. I've learned. I maintain. I try to keep my cool. I try to sit still. I know that people don't want me pacing the aisles, even though I feel like that's what I need to do for at least an hour. But I don't. I'm coloring. I'm not hurting anybody.
No.
Takes what it takes.
Zero people are hurt when you color.
One of the best books I've ever read is Song of Achilles. It's the story of Achilles told through his gay lover's life. The most amazing love story.
Oh.
Never heard of that. Have you heard of that?
I haven't. So it's like a Roman god story or a Greek god story? I don't understand.
I don't know.
So
look
it's like
it up.
Historical mythology fiction? Please tell me more.
The Song of Achilles. That's all I can tell you. Look it up.
I'll do it. I'm writing it down now.
Someone else wrote in and said, that sounds like a mess of cocaine with Tarantino and Travolta.
Doesn't it?
Read about Fiona Apple hanging out with them. Or read about. I'm not sure. But,
Someone did say that he's a huge cokehead.
Who?
It's all alleged.
Travolta
Tarantino.
Or Quentin Tarantino. Or Tarantino?
Although, I don't know, maybe Travolta too. I mean, look, it's like I was saying earlier, since the dawn of time, people have looked for ways to get out of their own heads.
Couple more quickies. Vinny, it's a free society. It's on everyone to look out for themselves. Otherwise, we live in a fascist state. Next
What's that
one.
In regards to?
What are they referring
the
to?
The stalking.
Oh.
The UK is taking big steps towards handling stalking. The US should take note.
Yeah, we should take note. I read that and went, oh my God, a breath of fresh air from across the pond. They actually handled the situation. Yes, it's causing alarm and distress, and the person gets punished for it. Yay.
But the other person is right, though, that in America, people have rights, and you can't get near them.
Yeah, we're also very litigious, and it's just, you know, I feel like you can't have it both ways.
Right. Anyway.
Right.
How about a game?
All right, it's time to play a game, and I'm taking over.
All right.
It is time. We're going to play a game of Who Sang That Song?
Oh, it's like Name That Tune, but Vinny will know that it'll be about the artist. I get it.
All right, here is the first one. We're going to go back and forth.
So just the artist, not the title.
Just the artist.
Okay, this will be good.
Just the artist,
so who do you want to go
the title.
First?
We're going to go in turns. So we'll have Sierra go first this one. I think you'll get all this. You guys are pretty good at this. So I have 2, 4, 7 pulls. There can't be a tie.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Dave Matthews!
No, I get the first thing. Yes, right. It's Dave Matthews Band.
Sierra got that one. Okay. All right.
All right, Vinny, this one's yours.
Point for that.
But good job knowing it.
Good job knowing that one. All right, here's the next one for Vinny. Super easy, I think.
Boy, I just.
I wonder
let me
if
think
I'll get
really
this. I wonder if I'll have a
that.
Chance to.
Think about that.
Taylor Swift, everyone.
Give it 10 minutes. Oh, man, you got it before.
Wow, how'd you do that? That was amazing.
All right. Here, how about this one? Sarah, for you.
Sinead O'Connor. All right. Vinny's
this
next.
This is too easy. Too easy.
I love it. It's so much better. I love this so much more than having to guess the name of the song.
All right. How about this one for Vinny?
Oh, my God. This is not
fair. I'm going to say that's Taylor Swift.
Oh, snap. You guys are really good at this game. All right. Let's go with, let's see if we can get this one. This is Sarah's turn?
Yeah. Step with the record. Step with the record. Thinking of a master plan. I don't know that one. Let me think. Who could that be? I'll say that's Run DMC.
Oh, snap. All right, Vinny gets a chance to steal.
Hey, Vinny.
That's Eric B.
Oh, snap.
And Rakim.
Oh, funny. That's a good one.
Right,
that's a good one to pick.
All right, okay. Here's
I see what you're
turn.
Doing here.
All right, here we go.
No, yes. I sent 2 letters back in autumn. You must not have got them. Oh, so this is just for Vinny, I see.
Well, yeah.
Eminem, everyone.
Yeah, congratulations.
Right. Here we go. And it's Sarah's turn here. All right. Name this artist. Oh, that's all you get.
Oh, you know, Harry Styles.
Harry Styles. All right. 1.
That's it. Vinny wins 4-3.
From my score.
You said you had 7. My score of 4-3. Congratulations, Vinny.
You did great.
That was amazing.
You had
amazing.
The advantage, Sarah, because, you know, you started first, which means that you would have had.
And I gave you the answer to the first one, too.
Oh, thank you.
That's
I
right.
did. I would have
sure
never
did.
Known that was the Dave Matthews Band. Oh, my God. Hey, thanks for listening. Don't forget, get the Odyssey app and spend an hour listening to this station, and you could find yourself with Tay in the UK. It's all the details are at RadioAlice.com. Have a great Monday, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.